listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with especially a focus on music. And today's topic is rare music genres. All right, so did a lot of research on this one. Very interesting stuff. I learned a lot. Hopefully you learn a lot too. So really quickly, before we get into really digging into the weeds here, how many different genres of popular music are there? That is the question, right? If you're a music fan, there's lots of them out there, right? There's many of them. I ended up looking up and finding some research by a guy named Glenn McDonald. He created something called Every Noise at Once. If you were to just type that into Google, Glenn McDonald, Every Noise at Once, you'd see this kind of collage of words that are basically genres that he kind of put all into one little block of information on his website. He found that there are 1,264 micro-genres of popular music. Holy crap. That's a lot. I've been a musician for 18 years, and I didn't think that there were that many. Because we think that there's maybe 50, 100, maybe the ones most popular in the world today without digging too crazy into like the offshoots are pop, country, folk, reggae, rock and roll, metal, R&B, hip-hop, rap, dance, techno, singer-songwriter, jazz, blues, dubstep, hardcore, Latin, merengue, salsa, punk, and electronica. I'm sure there's other ones too, but that's 21. You know,
like I said, there are maybe there's ones someone's missing from this list, but for now that'll do the trick for the most popular ones that we probably know in the United States and throughout the world. And to be fair, it's hard to classify every single artist in the world's music, since some artists combine different genres to create their own style or sound, and some create something entirely of their own. And that's a problem with putting people and artists in a box, so to speak, by some sort of classification system. This can be said for any area of life, really. Not everyone fits into a nicely packaged and wrapped box like the powers that be, aka the government, would like us to. But I digress. Let's get back to that topic at hand. Musical genres. Just how many are there? Like I said, 1,264. I can't even wrap my head around all of that. So if you want, search it on Google, like I said. Since most of us have heard of the popular genres that I listed above, I don't want to spend more time beating a dead horse with going into the ones we at least know of or heard of before. What I did want to highlight were genres which I've never heard of, and I'm assuming that you must not have heard of either, or most likely haven't heard of. There are 19, which we'll talk about today in some brief manner so as to not get too crazy into the weeds, if you will. So here they are. Fijiri. I'm not sure if I'm even pronouncing this right. It's spelled F-I-D-J-E-R-I. It's a specific repertoire of vocal music sung by the pearl divers of Eastern Arabia's coastal Gulf states, especially Bahrain and Kuwait. Pretty interesting. A lead singer is backed up by a chorus of accompanying singers and clapping. The accompanying instruments to a Fijiri ensemble are a small double-sided hand drum, known as the miras, and the jala, a clay pot played with both hands. There are 8 genres of this. I don't want to get into all of it, but so there's subgenres as well, which is crazy to think. I've never even heard of the main genre. And then we got all these other genres that go along with it, and subgenres. It's very interesting. Pearl diver singers are referred to in Arabic as Naham. And Salem Alan and Ahmad Boutabaniya are two of the most well-known singers from Bahrain in this genre. Very interesting. So the next one is Skwee. It's spelled S-K-W-E-E-E. It's a musical style with origin in Sweden and Finland. It combines simple synth, chiptune leads, and bass lines with funk R&B or soul-like rhythms, overall rendering a stripped-down funky sound. The tracks are predominantly instrumental, though there are some exceptions. The name Skwee was coined by Daniel Savio, one of the originators of the emerging sound. The name refers to the use of analog synthesizers in the production process, where the aim is to squeeze out the most interesting sounds possible. The increasing notability of the genre has resulted in releases such as the Eero Johans album on Planet Mu and the Skwee Tooth compilation on Ramp Recordings. It has, during late 2008 to early 2009, started to influence the sound of dubstep. A thread started on the dubstep forum made the scene aware of the genre. Producers such as Rusko, Gemi, Joker, Zombie, Rusty, among others, have given their take on the sound, resulting in several releases on the boundary between Skwee and dubstep. All right, so how about the third one? This one is called Apala, or Akpala. It's a musical genre originally derived from the Yoruba people of Nigeria. It's a percussion-based style that developed in the late 1930s when it was used to wake worshippers after fasting during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. The rhythms of Apala grew more complex over time, influenced by Cuban music, and eventually became quite popular in Kannada. It has grown less religious-centered over time. Instruments include a rattle, thumb piano, and a bell, as well as 2 or 3 talking drums. Very interesting. And so there's an artist by the name of Musijwi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Musijwi. It's brought this type of music into a wider, younger audience, thus breathing new life to the genre and keeping the tradition and his father's legacy alive. He's credited with repopularizing a genre that was fast becoming the preserve of older Muslims of the Yoruba tribe. Very interesting. And his songs can be heard on popular radio stations across Yoruba land. Jit, also known as Jiti, Jit Jive, and the Harari beat, is a style of popular Zimbabwean dance music. It features a swift rhythm played on drums and accompanied by a guitar. It evolved out of many diverse influences, including domestic chimarenga, Congolese rumba, and Tanzanian guitar styles. The genre was popularized in the 1980s by bands like Chaza Seza, Challengers, The Four Brothers, and the Bundu Boys. It's one of Zimbabwean fast beat, but there is a confusion between the more popular Sungura, which is said to be Jit, which was popularized by Chazaziza challengers and many others, including Alek Machisio and Orchestra, don't know how to pronounce it, MBERIKWAZYO. It's a highly danceable beat that commands the listener to dance, and there are so many types of dances associated with it, such as Huishi, Tuisti, Kongunya, Borotero, Honda, Chipisi, and many others. Yeah, that's a mouthful. All right, fifth one, we're at Lihwa, or Lehwa, traditional dance of African origin performed in Eastern Arabia, the Arab states of the Persian Gulf. Many within communities of descendants of people from Swahili coast, Tanzania, and Zanzibar. It's also performed by the African-descended Shidi community, as well as the Baloch of Pakistan's Makran coast and Karachi area. A large number of male participants, so this is mostly male-dominated, arrange themselves into a circle, which is anchored by one of several drum players. A man paces in the middle of the group, playing a simple reed instrument called mizmar or surnai, whose plaintive, sharp sound reminds the listener of an oboe. The circle claps and dances in place, while individuals join a line which rhythmically paces around the side, the inside of the circle. The Lihwa is a more casual dance than the others and can be performed with great spirit banter from the young men who usually take part. Pretty cool. It's especially performed on the EID and other celebrations as well. So the next one is Dangdut. It's a genre of Indonesian folk and traditional popular music that is partly derived from Hindustani, Malay, and Arabic music. It's a very popular genre in Indonesia because of its melodious instrumentation and vocals. Indonesians dance in somewhat similar to the Kumar while listening to Dangdut music, but in a much slower version. Features a tabla and a gengdang beat. Really has a really strong Indian music influence from the basis of harmony, instrument, beat, and rhythm. One of the most popular singers in this genre is Roma Irama, known as the King of Dangdut. It's very interesting. It's popular not only throughout Indonesia, in Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, and other Malay-speaking lands. Usually, a band typically consists of a lead singer, male or female, backed by 4 to 8 musicians. Instruments usually include a tabla, gengdang, flute, mandolin, guitar, sitar, and drum machines, and synthesizers. Very interesting. Whew. It peaked, this genre, in the 1990s. By 2012, it was most popular in the western parts of Indonesia and not in the eastern parts, apart from Maluku. The next genre is Kronkong. Kronkong. It's Dutch and Indonesian. Interesting. It's the name of a ukulele-like instrument in an Indonesian musical style that typically makes use of the Kronkong. The sound Krong 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 comes from this instrument, so the music is called Kronkong. The band, or combo, or ensemble, consists of a flute, violin, melody guitar, a cello in pizzicato style, string bass in pizzicato style, and a male or female singer. It's now considered an old-fashioned folk music by most Indonesian youth, although efforts have been made since the 1960s to modernize the genre by adding electric guitars, keyboards, and drums, notably in the so-called pop Kronkong sung by Hedikos Engdang. It's very interesting, this type of music. It's considered a Eurasian art form, features prominently each year at the Tong Tong Fair. The genre is also being evolved in new directions by Indo artists in the Netherlands. Next genre is the Onkyo, or Onkyoki. It's a reverberation of sound. That's what it actually means. It's a form of free improvisation emerging from Japan in the late 1990s. It places much more emphasis on sound texture than on musical structure, distilling elements of techno, noise, and electronic music into a unique hybrid. The Offsite, which is a venue in Tokyo, is home to this music movement, which is characterized by improvisation, minimalism, and quiet noise. It explores the fine-grained textural details of acoustic and electronic sound. It's typified by small and often quiet musical gestures and liberal use of both electronics and silence. Prominent musicians working in this area include Toshimaru Nakamura, Sachiko M, Otomo Yoshihide, Tetsuji Akiyama, and Taku Sugimoto. The next genre is Morlam. It's traditional Lao, so form of song in Laos and Isan. It means expert song, which is really cool, or expert singer, referring to the music or artist respectively. Other romanizations used include Morlam, Malam, Maulum, Molam, Morlam, and Molam. In Laos, the music is known simply as lam. More lam refers to the singer. Singing is the use of a flexible melody tailored to the tones of the words in the text. Traditionally, the tune was developed by the singer as an interpretation of a glon poem and accompanied primarily by the ken, a free reed mouth organ. Very interesting. Strong rhythmic accompaniments, vocal leads, and a conversational style of singing distinguish lam from American rap. Typically featuring a theme of unrequited love, it often reflects the difficulties of life in rural Isan and Laos, leavened with wry humor. The next genre is called troubadour, or troubadour in French. Music is a popular genre of guitar-based music from Haiti that has a long and important place in Haitian culture. Troubadour, as we know, is a medieval poet, musician who wrote and sang songs about courtly love. Like the troubadours of old, the Hawaiian troubadour is a singer-composer who accompanies himself in songs that tell about the bitterness and humor of love, often using risque or suggestive lyrics. It was developed in the early 20th century. It combined music from the Guajiro traditions of Cuba, which is related to Jibaro musical tradition in Puerto Rico, with a Haitian musical style called merengue. It was brought back by Haitian migrant laborers who went to work as cutters on sugar plantations in Cuba, who traveled back and forth to harvest the seasonal crop at the turn of the century. The instruments in the ensemble are portable, since most troubadours had to carry all their possessions back and forth between Haiti and the sugarcane fields abroad. It's characterized by the use of the following acoustic instruments, such as an acoustic guitar or two, an accordion, and percussion instruments. It also features a pair of maracas or a garage scrapper, a tambu, barrel drum, and a large lamellophone, with 3 to 5 keys called manibula, maniba, or malimba, depending on the geographical region, that provides the sound of a bass guitar. True to the Spanish troubadours, the music and its lyrics usually conjured up images of true love and lasting relationships. Next genre is the música sertaneja, or sertaneja. It's Portuguese pronunciation, and it's a musical style that had its origins in the countryside of Brazil in the 1920s. It's the most popular musical style in Brazil, particularly throughout the southern, southeastern, and center-western countryside of Brazil. Subgenres include the Sertaneja de Reis, Sertaneja Romantica, and Sertanejo Universitario. These songs have been in existence since from the 1990s on. The most played music genre on Brazilian radio, constantly topping the Brazilian music charts. Additionally, from 2000 to 2003 and since 2009, these albums have granted a specific category at the Latin Grammy Awards, which is really cool. These music artists consist of duos, at times made of brother siblings, typically with one of them being the backing vocalist to the other one. Men have traditionally dominated this scene, although recently some women, notably Paula Fernandez and Maria Cecilia, have also achieved mainstream success. Very, very cool. Next genre, maquina. It's a subgenre of hardcore techno originating in Spain. Similar to UK hardcore, it includes elements of bouncy techno and hard trance. The tempo ranges from 150 to 180 beats per minute. Recently, it's been dominated by the new release of Duddy Donkers featuring Glitche and Jay Lee. Dance music in Spain became prominent in 1988 with the rise of Acid House. Maquina followed this trend and has its origins in early 1990s in Valencia, Spain. It's derived from another style called Bacalao, which was in reality the local name given to an association of electronic dance music played together with pop and rock tunes in Valencian clubs in the second half of the 1980s. The genre gained prominence in 1991 when Spanish producer Chimo Bayo released his single Así Me Gusta A Mí. The song was a success throughout Europe, and the genre soon gained prominence. Very, very interesting sort of thing, right? And so the last little tidbit here is perhaps the most recognized maquina single in the United States is Streamline by Newton, which was popularized by a 2006 Pepsi commercial starring Jimmy Fallon. Next genre. Here we go. We're getting close to the end here. Mumbaton is a fusion genre of house music and reggaeton that was created by American DJ and producer Dave Nada in Washington, D.C. in 2009. Nada coined the name as a portmanteau of Mumba, a track by Dutch house DJ Chucky and producer DJ Silvio Icomo, and reggaeton. So very, very cool. So it's a combination of a few different things. Usually mixes the rhythmic origins of Dutch house or house music, the slow tempo of reggaeton, usually between 108 and 115 beats per minute, accompanied by percussions from reggaeton. Next genre, shalga, often referred to as pop folk, short for popular folk, is a Bulgarian music genre. Essentially a folk-inspired dance music genre with a blend of Bulgarian music. Also primary influences from Greek, Turkish, Arabic, Romani, and Albanian music. The name shalga is derived from the Turkish word kalgi, meaning musical instrument. So, kind of interesting. A shalga gadziza in Turkish, kalgici, was a performer who could play virtually any type of music, adding his or own distinctive beat or rhythm to the song. Often, this type of person would not be able to read music, but instead play from memory on his or her kaval, an end-blown flute. Playing a pop in groups at festivals or weddings, these performers initiated the popularization of the genre. Next one here we have. Kwaito is a musical genre that emerged in Johannesburg, South Africa during the 1990s. It's spelled K-W-A-I-T-O. Kwaito, not exactly sure how to pronounce it. It's a variant of house music featuring the use of African sounds and samples. Typically at a slower tempo range than other styles of music, the genre often contains catchy melodic and percussive loop samples, deep bass lines, and vocals. Despite its similarities to hip-hop, Kwaito has a distinctive manner in which the lyrics are sung, rapped, and shouted. American producer Diplo has described Kwaito as slowed-down garage music, most popular among the black youth of South Africa. One of the first singles in the genre to become a hit in South Africa was the song Kafir by artist Arthur Mofokate, which illustrated the freedom of expression resulting from political liberation in South Africa. Next genre here is canzoni, and it literally means song in Italian. It's an Italian or provincial song or ballad. It also is used to describe a type of lyric which resembles a madrigal. Sometimes a composition which is simple and song-like is designated as a canzoni, especially if it is by a non-Italian. A good example is the aria Voce Sapete from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. It's also used interchangeably with canzona, an important Italian instrumental form of the late 16th and early century. Derived from the provincial canzo, the very lyrical and original Italian canzoni consists of 5 to 7 stanzas typically set to music, each stanza resounding the first in rhyme scheme and a number of lines, 7 to 20 lines. It's also typically hendecasyllabic, 11 syllables. The congendo or commiato also forms the pattern of the provincial tornado, known as the French envoy, addressing the poem itself or directing it to the mission of a character, originally a personage. All right, couple more here. We're almost there. So we got two more. Rebetiko, plural rebetica, occasionally transliterated as rembetico or rembetico, is a term used today to designate originally disparate kinds of urban Greek music, which have come to be grouped together since the so-called rebetika revival, which started in the 1960s and developed further from the early 1970s onwards. It briefly can be described as the urban popular song of the Greeks, especially the poorest, from the late 19th century to the 1950s. Although nowadays treated as a single genre, rebetiko is, musically speaking, a synthesis of elements of European music, the music of the various areas of the Greek mainland and the Greek islands, Greek Orthodox ecclesiastical chant, often referred to as Byzantine music, and the modal traditions of Ottoman art music and cafe music. Last genre here that I found that was very interesting. It's called krautrock, or cosmic music. It's a broad genre of experimental rock that developed in Germany in the late 1960s. The term krautrock was originated by English-speaking music journalists as a humorous name for a diverse range of experimental German bands whose music drew on sources such as psychedelic rock, the avant-garde, electronic music, funk, minimalism, jazz, improvisation, and world music styles. Until around 1973, the word Deutschrock, which means German rock, was used to refer to the new groups from West Germany. Krautrock was originally a humorous term coined, like I said, by a disc jockey named John Peel, or by the UK music newspaper Melody Maker, in which experimental German bands found an early and enthusiastic following, and ironically retained by its practitioners. The term derives from the ethnic slur Kraut, and its use by the music press was inspired by a track from Amon Dwi's Psychedelic Underground titled Mama Dwi and Ira Sauerkraut Band, Spielt Auf. According to author Ulrich Adelt, kraut in German can refer to herbs, weeds, and drugs. Other names thrown around by the British music press were Teutonic rock and Gotterdammer rock. Wow, we did it. 19 genres of music that you probably haven't heard of before, and now you know a little more about. I try to take things from all over the world and ones that I had never heard of and kind of distill them, doing some research on Wikipedia and just on the internet to find out some more information on all of these. This took a while to compile, so I hope you enjoyed it. And that's it for today, guys. Maybe you learned something new. Have a great rest of the day and be good. Bye-bye.
Dixon line.